Coming to you from the ESET studios in San Diego, California. It's the Big Biz Show. Carlos Omescu, your host, Sully Sullivan, off today here at ESPN 1700 AM. Talking business, talking all kinds of things today. We just talked about cybersecurity, and now we want to talk about something that is really starting to develop and catch a lot of interest all over the world, not just here in Southern California where this was hatched, but now CrowdInvest Summit has started to not only just match companies and investors, or investors and money, or investors in companies. They're now talking about real estate in this world, and that really caught my interest because this is something that I think everyone can relate to. We're not always as sophisticated enough to figure out what an investor needs or what an entrepreneur needs from an investor, but I think most of us can relate to real estate because we've either purchased a house, tried to buy a house. Certainly rented a house, so we know a little bit more about real estate. And so the CrowdInvest Summit, which is coming up here in just in the fall up in Los Angeles, is going to have a component of real estate. And the genius behind the CrowdInvest Summit is Alon Gorin. Well, you're one of the geniuses, Alon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So Alon is the co-founder of CrowdInvest Summit. He's a pioneer in the crowdfunding space. He's been involved in over $200 million in online investment transactions. He's developed all kinds of tech, and he's been at Fortune 500 companies like Coca-Cola and ATB Financial. This is his resume on his website. And so let's talk a little bit about, first of all, what the CrowdInvest Summit is, and then I want to get into the real estate thing. What's CrowdInvest all about, Alon?
Sounds good. Yeah, so CrowdInvest Summit is basically first summit of its kind, and now the largest summit of any kind related to crowdfunding. And the idea behind it really was that you're now allowed to invest and participate in ways we weren't allowed to before. And so we decided to create the first ever event where the investors, us, the general public, could hang out with the people who are actually raising money. So the startups, the small companies, some larger companies, and then of course what Carlos was talking about, the real estate funds and the real estate groups raising money online this way.
What's interesting about the summit is that you're actually, like you say, you get face to face. So much of the world today is now virtual. So I can put on I can go to a crowdfunding site, or I can go to any kind of different sites, and send fill out a form and send some information in, and it gets churned, and somebody on the other side of the planet decides, oh, that sounds interesting. But to be able to press the flesh with something, somebody, and to be able to meet entrepreneurs and meet investors, I think that's really important to continue to have the human interaction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all of these real estate funds, as a good example, is probably easier to sell real estate over the internet than it would be a startup, right?
Oh, sure.
But Those funds can only raise millions and millions of dollars, and even though for them to lower the minimum investment to $1,000, which is actually a good example, we just had a really cool new sponsor come to the summit. It's their second year in a row, Realty Mogul. They just put together an investment trust, which is basically a fund to invest in real estate that anyone can participate in for $1,000. For most people, you and I, $1,000 is a lot of money. It'll be cool to go and meet the people at Realty Mogul, shake their hand, actually get the pitch from them live, and make that decision on the spot.
Alon, I'm going to ask you to move to another room because you're breaking up a little bit, and it's a little bit hard to understand you. So maybe if you just move to some other room, we might get a clearer signal. This is technology at its best, right? You're in a comfortable spot. Life is good, but the phone connection sucks. It's terrible. So let's try. Have you moved to someplace else?
Yes.
All right. He's moved. Hopefully. Let's see if it's any better. All right. So. What do you get for your $1,000 if you're an investor in a real estate CrowdInvest thing?
So I think that they just posted on their website, and this called me verified, is you get a monthly or quarterly return. I think it's the annual return is about 8%.
Wow. That's amazing. Who thought of this?
Yeah, so it's basically what the millionaires are getting in the very large real estate funds, except for you had to be a millionaire before to participate. And now we all can.
And so, I mean, I guess it exponentially grows as you put more money in, and you can probably do like you do with a lot of investments, have it roll over. So you don't really collect the dividend, you just reinvest, right?
You know, I'm not sure with the specifics of Realty Mogul's real estate investment trust, but all of the details are on their website, and I'm sure if you go check it out. But, you know, I know a lot of the sponsors for the summit are doing things like that. Mm-hmm. And I know that you could even invest in these things out of your retirement accounts, which you should always be sure to consult with somebody about first.
Always,
but
yeah.
If you do something like that, you can also avoid some tax implications too, which is really, really exciting.
So let's talk about the CrowdInvest Summit itself, because this is going to be an exciting event. You have now secured the services of a keynote. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. We just announced last week that Marcus Lemonis, the star of CNBC's The Profit, is going to be keynoting the event. We've got an amazing MC named Carlos Amezcua coming to the event as well. We're really excited to
have
him.
Oh, you're kidding. I'm a big fan of his.
and we've got some of the biggest, you know, names in venture capital going to attend. We've got lots of investors. We've got a lot of the real estate funds, a lot of the startups going to be there. And of course, you know, we'll be hanging out that week with 3,000 of our closest friends, getting to meet all these people at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Now, when you pitch this idea to Marcus Lemonis, because he you know, he gets his hands dirty. He's one of these guys that gets in, and I've watched his show a lot, and I see how he operates. He's really a nuts and bolts kind of guy. What do you think he will teach the people who go to the CrowdInvest Summit? What do you hope to get from him?
Yeah, what we're really hoping is to get some insight into what he does, and why he does it, and how he does it, because now we all can participate. So not all of us can pull, you know, the moves that he does. I think on his show last week, he bought the building the company he was investing in was in to get them out of the lease. So we obviously can't do things like that, but what we can do.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. You know, God willing, we learned from Marcus Lemonis that mm-hmm. we could do that next year. But, you know, we want to know and understand the insights that these billionaires get from their years of experience, and then be able to apply it ourselves on these other deals, which we can now participate in.
What did you walk away from when Robert Herjavec, of course, he's one of the sharks on Shark Tank. What did you learn from him last year when he was a keynote?
You know, I think my favorite part of the conversation was him explaining that the people he's investing in are much more important than the you know, category the company is in, and is basically his main reason to invest in a company. He was talking about how one of his greatest successes was an ugly Christmas sweater company because the people running it just knew how to execute mm-hmm. and were just really, really incredible rock star entrepreneurs.
We're talking with Alon Gorin of CrowdInvest Summit, which is coming up here in September, right? The dates are September 7th at the LA Convention Center.
September 6th and 7th at the LA Convention Center.
All right, going to pick up and talk a little bit more about the CrowdInvest Summit and real estate when we come back right here on ESPN 1700 on the Big Biz Show. Coming right back with more, and Alon Gorin as we continue. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Big Biz Show. Carlos Amezcua in for Sully Sullivan today. We're talking CrowdInvest Summit, the preeminent conference and expo in online investing. It's September 6th and 7th of this year at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Crowdfunding, of course, becoming the big thing. 3,000 attendees. There'll be all kinds of investors there, somewhere in the neighborhood of, well, last year, 55 investors. I think they're going to have more. We're speaking with Alon Gorin, who's one of the organizers of this CrowdInvest Summit. Alon, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we talk about 3,000 attendees, and we talk about how the investors being there to match up. What are the investors looking for?
So there's what's exciting is there's sort of various types of investors. There's the venture capitalists that we invite Some of them are there just to attend and meet companies. Some of them are there because they're on stage judging companies. So we, if you go to our website and you're a company who's fundraising, you could actually sign up and apply to get up on stage and pitch to these companies, sort of, or to these investors, Shark Tank style, in front of the audience. And then there's, you know, angel investors. We invite all of the angel groups. Those are people who like to invest in small companies as well, and usually early stage companies. And then we invite the family offices, the big funds that invest in real estate. And then the last sort of group of investors is the general public, because now we are all allowed to invest in these deals. And that's sort of the whole point, is let the general public learn from the experts in their fields and get to participate.
And if you're a, an entrepreneur, you should go very well prepared, right? Because you never know who you're going to meet.
Absolutely. You should be prepared. You should know exactly how to articulate your business. You have to have, you know, I think we talked about this last time, you have to have your elevator pitch down. You have to be able to have the two sentences that fully explain what your company does and how you do it, so that when you meet an investor, you could strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, I once had a 30-second pitch to John Paul DeJoria on the steps of a hotel as we were both waiting for our car, and he looked at me and he goes, "Are you pitching me?" I said, "I sure am." He goes, "Good pitch, but I pass." I mean, it was that fast. You never know what kind of opportunity you're going to have. All right, tell us again the dates for the CrowdInvest Summit this September.
September 6th and 7th, Los Angeles Convention Center. Details at crowdinvestsummit.com.
All right, Alon Gorin, our buddy up there in Los Angeles. So good to have you here, and such a great product and process. I can't wait to be your MC this next fall coming up, because this is a big, big one. The first one was huge. This one's going to be massive. CrowdInvest Summit. Alon, thanks so much for being with us today on the Big Biz Show.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. All right, you've been listening to Carlos Omesco on the Big Biz Show, ESPN 1700. Sully Sullivan back with you. I will talk to you soon. Take care.